Here's how you become a Savings Catcher diva or don. Step 1, download the Walmart app and use the Savings Catcher. Step 2, enter your Walmart receipt. Step 3, Savings Catcher compares prices of eligible items at Walmart. Step 4, if it finds a lower advertised price by a leading store in your area, it will give you the difference on an e-gift card in a few days. Step 5, do a two-step. You're in. Saving money in every penny counts. Save with Savings Catcher from Walmart. Comparison on eligible products only. Restrictions apply. Visit walmart.com/savingscatcher for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews. Well, this week, June 19th to June 21st, is the yearly International Franchise Expo in Manhattan at the legendary Jacob Javits Center. And numerous franchise experts refer to this event as the Super Bowl of franchising. Today, you're going to hear several interviews from experts in franchising on attending a franchise show. And by the end of the show, you'll be able to get 7 tips. First, you're going to hear our interview with Tom Portisay, who is the president of MFV Expositions. They are producers of franchise events worldwide. And Tom's going to talk about what people can expect from the shows and what can be gained by attending the franchise show. Then we're going to meet with Terry Corkery, the founder of FranchiseWorks.com. And Terry's also going to give his advice to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise. You can frequently see Terry exhibiting at all the franchise shows as well. So we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, this week, June 19th to June 21st, is the yearly International Franchise Exposition in Manhattan at the legendary Jacob Javits Center. And for those of you who may be unfamiliar with New York, the Jacob Javits Center Convention Center is located on 11th Avenue between 34th and 40th Streets on the west side of Manhattan in New York. Our first interview you're going to hear today is from Tom Portisay, who is the president of MFV Expositions. And MFV are producers of franchise events worldwide, and they do a spectacular job. And Tom's going to give you advice as far as what you can expect from the show and, you know, what to do as far as coming in prepared and things of that nature. So listen to what Tom said. I thought it was fantastic. And today we have the privilege of speaking with Tom Portisay, president of MFV Expeditions, producers of franchise events worldwide, including the upcoming Expo in LA. Hey, Tom, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Marty. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing today?
Doing great. Doing great.
That's fantastic. Where are you this morning, Tom? Are you on the West Coast already?
I am. I'm in L.A.
You
now.
Are. Okay, so it's a little early there. I hope you're drinking coffee or something. I was thinking about that this morning. I said, oh, God, I said he's on the West Coast. So
you
would have been up early anyway,
already.
Tom. You would have been up early anyway. I mean, this is a big weekend. It's one of several big shows you put on for the year. I've been there the last few years, and it seems like I know a lot of people in the industry, Tom. It seems like we have more franchisors going to the show, so hopefully that'll mean more consumers and people visiting the show. I bet you're all excited.
We are. We're very excited right now. All indications say that's the case, that we should have a great show this weekend, but we still always have those butterflies.
Right.
Well, you guys do a great job of Tom. You know, I go to the show in Washington, every year, and I just think you guys are fantastic. You really do a wonderful job. My history with Mark Franchise Ventures goes back a long way. I worked for a company, Venture Direct, it was like 10, 11 years ago.
Is that right?
We did some business with you guys, So I've been familiar with you guys a very, very long time. So I've always admired your company. I think you have a great organization there.
Well, I appreciate that. I got to tell you, though, support by guys like yourselves, it goes a long way towards the success we have. So
we've been doing the show a few years, Tom. We're always talking about the upcoming show and trying to plug it for you. So it's been great. And it's always interesting that the franchisors who go to the show, there's always a good mix of the well-established ones like your Arby's, and then new franchisors who are trying to get the word out and talk about their services and just looking over the list of all the franchises, I see a few I've never heard of before. So that's good that we have some new players in. Talk about that a little bit. Maybe as you or your team are talking to new franchises, their expectations and what you guys can deliver from the show.
I got to tell you, we've been doing this, as you guys say, 15, 20 years now, and this show probably is the most diverse I've ever seen.
Right.
We've got over 200 exhibitors this year, which is up from 150 last year, so substantial increase.
Right.
But what really makes it just an amazing event this year is the range of investments, probably from under $10,000 to, well over $1 million. And
right.
I don't know of an industry that we don't have represented.
Well,
we have
true.
The food people,
yeah.
like you say. I mean, we have the Dairy Queens, we have the Arby's, Chick-fil-A, and those guys. But, we have five or six pizza franchises, like you were saying. The
yogurt franchises are really coming on. Yogurt, you have cruise franchises, you have automotive, you have car wash. I mean, it's just interesting to see how many different industries out of the 200. I mean, there's got to be over 100, I guess.
Yeah, it really is amazing. I mean, I was looking at the exhibitor list just before this call, and, we have probably 15 companies that are either helping seniors or children.
Right.
Wow.
So.
That's amazing.
Business coaching is pretty big. Franchises to even help people to find franchises, like the Entrepreneur Source. But, the UPS store is big. So much in food, new and well-established. It's really a diverse, your Valpak. Mm-hmm. It's just very interesting. And, Marty and I have always talked, Tom, on the show about people who go to the show to be prepared to, maybe possibly know even a couple franchises that you're interested in and knowing a little bit about the franchise and going there and be able to talk intelligently about yourself, your background, that you're motivated, that you really care about that franchise. Is that what you suggest also? Is there anything else you can add to that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Most people don't know when they purchase a franchise, they don't know what industry they're going to wind up going in, and they go through that process. So we would encourage them to go online and to look at the list of exhibitors, do a little bit of homework, look at the investment levels, because obviously that's always a challenge, a big criteria as to what you're picking. Know what it is you're looking for in regard to an investment, but then just get over there and talk to them. Chances are they're going to find something that is just going to it's their sweet spot. It's a business to business. It's one of the concepts you may have mentioned where it fits their skill sets.
Mm-hmm. It's a two-way street. Franchisors, just because you have the money doesn't mean franchisors can say, okay, welcome to our company. I mean, they have to feel you're going to be a good fit. They're going to be able to follow a system. And you brought up a good point about financing. No, pretty much how much you could invest, and if you do need to get financing, maybe have spoken to someone beforehand, because eventually that's going to come up in the conversation. Well, this is the investment size. Is this something that you can do? And I guess a franchisor might be impressed that, yeah, I've already looked into that, and they know a little bit of history about us, and maybe even they even search their local market and feel that this type of franchise or service or industry can be a good fit. So, I'm sure a lot of that good stuff will be going on at the show the next 3 days.
Yeah, I think the visitors to our shows are way more educated than they've ever been. And obviously the Internet has a lot to do with that.
Right.
They do a lot of the homework. Mm-hmm. So they're not coming there for the first time saying, you know what, I think I want to be in business for myself, and franchising seems like a good way to go. They've already made that decision. They've done a little research. They've come here with good questions. Don, when you're here, you're speaking to people at our shows, and you're telling them the different options. Most people don't know that. They don't know what options are out there in financing.
Well, they come to our booth, and we've been exhibiting for at least 5 or 6 years, going to mostly all your shows. People come over. I ask them, have you chosen a franchise? Who are you looking at? And most of the time they'll say, well, I'm interested in these two or three. And they'll be able to talk about those franchises, and they know the investment range, and now they want to see what we can do for them and what we can offer. And with financing being so tough these days, people really have to get on that right away, and know their credit score, and know how much they can invest, because there's never 100% guarantee you're going to be successful. You got to really, whatever franchise you do, you got to really work hard. Marty and I have always stressed that in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you're right. Most people have sort of a game plan when we speak to them.
Well, I think, but the franchisor is coming, as you say. I mean, they're not just because you have the money doesn't mean that you're going to be a franchisee in that system. So, as you say, they're looking to see those people, what their thoughts are.
Right.
Are they the kind of people that are willing to work, follow a system?
Right.
Yeah.
Has anything been done? I say this because I care. I know Sunday's always been kind of a tough day for the show for whatever reason. You would think, Saturday and Sunday that most people have off those days. And, I'm sure you've had to be creative because of the tough economy to try to get the show more populated. Anything specific that's been done, recently, Tom?
Well, as you know, Don, there's only so many people at any given time looking to acquire a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to spread it out during the weekend as best it suits them. Anything we do that kind of creates some kind of excitement that has nothing to do with that never works in our favor.
Right.
It's always there are a number of people in the on the West Coast right now that are going to wind up being in business for themselves, not by choice in some cases, just by circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, this is a situation where, they've come to the conclusion that this is the best way for them to go. They're going to get down here. If they can get down here Friday, that's great. A lot of them can't Saturday. And Sunday, what we see on Sunday is two things. Number one, we see a group of people who come who couldn't get there, the other 2 days for whatever reason.
But
we see a lot of people come back on Sunday.
People
who have spent either Friday and or Saturday, and they come back because they went home, they talked it over, and they've got a list of 14 questions that they need answered.
Right. That's a good point. And, the show's in a really nice location, downtown L.A. There's a lot to do around there, restaurants. It's really, a good way to maybe do a couple of things, because people might live half an hour, even a couple hours away. I know we've always enjoyed, being right down where the show's located. But that's something I didn't really think about, people just going once. People I speak to during the week, they want to definitely get a franchise because they were laid off and they really don't know what to do, and they realize with franchising it's the fastest way to be profitable and maybe less risk, of course, because they're going to get that ongoing support. And it's the biggest point to franchising is you have that system and ongoing support. And it's good to see that people are going into franchising more than ever. I mean, that's if you're going to take a positive from this tough economy, it's definitely helping the franchise industry.
And further to your point, I think those people are perfect candidates for franchises. They're not the true jump off the bridge entrepreneurs.
Right.
They're the people who do want some structure.
They have some experience. They just want to make money. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And this is tailor-made
yeah,
for
it's
them.
True. There have been some great speakers, too, at the events, too, Tom. You know, I've actually gotten to attend some of the presentations, you know, when I was there. And I thought some of the speakers were phenomenal. Did you want to talk a little bit about that, like what kind of speakers?
I got to tell you guys, we've been very fortunate. I mean, after show, we've had you know, the who's who of franchising, whether it be for financing and Don pitching
right.
in and explaining some of those or how to franchise your existing business. Yeah, that's a
right.
big market
yeah,
that's
I've
out there
that
right
one.
Now.
Yeah, that's yeah. that presentation. I remember that was fantastic.
So, you know, a lot of seminars are free, and the seminars
yes.
that take place. So you'll see industry experts. If you come down to the show, one of the seminars I would really suggest you sit in are the ones that have to do with how to acquire a franchise. Because
right.
they will get the benefit of speaking with industry experts who will be explaining to them the steps you should take. You know,
yeah,
how to systematically go about narrowing it down. What questions should you ask? What should you be looking for?
Yeah, no, it's true. I saw John Hayes speak at one of the events, and he was incredible. We actually had him on the show, Tom. But I said, wow, he knows his stuff.
Well, Marty, let me tell you, he's so good that, you know, he's now a professor at the American University in Kuwait.
Yeah, I'm
and he's
going to
spend the next
yeah.
few years doing that. But we're going to fly him back for the IFE in Washington to speak.
Oh, great. Yeah, he's wonderful. I think he's really the best, you know. And when I saw him speak at the event, I said, oh, my God. I said, this guy is just the way he presents it. You know,
he's great.
He presents it like a professor and a scholar. But the information that he gives out is just very valuable, you know, to the audience. And it was a big crowd, too, that he was presenting to. It wasn't a small group. So it's great.
We have to get you and Don to do some kind of, you know, stand up routine.
Oh, we're there
at the event.
Yeah, we're
a little
absolutely
soft
there. You know,
we're definitely eventually going to do a show from there. It's really
yeah.
our plans for this year, but that's definitely a goal. And for people going to the show too, yeah, there's all the franchisors. Remember, there's a nice vendor supplier section, like we mentioned. People need financing or to roll over their, you know, some of their retirement money with no tax penalty. A lot of people don't know that type of service is out there, but other types of services that they could, you know, help them out in their franchise ownership quest.
That's a great point. Great point. A lot of the people who sell products and services within the franchise industry use this event as well.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
Tom, you expect me to say something funny there, but I got real serious.
That's right. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Tom, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on the event? Because we do have a lot of listeners. California is actually one of our biggest listening states for our radio show. Is there any websites that
you
can go
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I would suggest they go on to WCFEXPO.com.
WCFEXPO.com. Excellent.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Tom. You've been a fantastic guest, and love to have you back on the show.
Well, thanks, guys. Good luck.
Have a great
the
show,
day.
Tom.
Hope to
Tom,
see you
good
soon.
Luck in the show.
Don, I was down in Red Bank the other day. I was thinking of you.
Just a couple pounds over. Excellent. Thanks, Tom. Have a great show.
Guys, thanks again. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye, Bob. Bye-bye.
That was fantastic, Tom. Good guess, huh?
Yeah, it's good to have them on before the big shows. Kind of like what we do with Nancy, Mary Jo at Franchise Times. Can tell us what's happening. A nice, diverse
right.
list of franchises. So hopefully
yeah.
it'll lead to more business owners out there.
Absolutely. Well,
are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
There at the show. Today you're going to get to hear from the founder of FranchiseWorks.com, Terry Corkery. And Terry gives his advice to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise, as well as gives some great, fantastic tips on attending the franchise shows. So hope you enjoy this show and this weekend. FranchiseWorks.com. And Terry's going to give prospective franchisees some advice on what to look for when buying a franchise. Terry, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Marty?
Good, Terry. Terry, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who's also the president of Diamond Financial Services of New Jersey. And I know you wanted to say hi to Terry, Don.
Yeah, hey, Terry. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. You know, I wanted to ask you, what's the name of that impressive franchise financing company you have on your website? I was on your site.
You know, people ask me all the time, and for some reason I get stumped, Don. is it franchise funding?
Okay,
Diamond
it,
Financial?
Okay.
That's it.
They're probably two of the best companies I know.
That's
okay,
good.
Excellent. We'll give you a little extra time today.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Yeah,
well,
no,
like I've told you, I've been advertising on Terry's website for a couple of years now, and I've been on several of the websites, and Terry's site, FranchiseWorks.com, I definitely feel is the best for quality results and service. And
you've
done a real good job with the website, Terry, and
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. And the next week we'll be seeing you at the franchise show, ISV, and you know later on we'll be giving people again information on the show, and you're going to be working hard at the show, right?
I always do, Don.
Okay.
I would say, Terry, I was joking around with Don. I said, you know, when you go to the shows, go hungry, you know, because there's just so much food there. I walked out of there last year with a stomachache, and I think I gained 5 pounds. So.
Well, that's always a good show to go to if, you know, you're looking to grab some pizza or maybe a
sandwich
as you're walking around. They even have dessert with ice cream. And
oh, I would agree with that. I know.
Everybody's showing off their stuff, yeah.
That's right,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry, again, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. You know, congratulate you on the success of FranchiseWorks.com. I've been following you guys for a long time. You know, I remember when you guys first came out in 1999. So, you know, congratulations on all that success. I think it's fantastic.
Thanks.
How did you get involved in franchising, Terry? I know it was an interesting story.
Well, I guess it goes back to 1987. I don't want to make the story too long. but really, my background was I was an auto mechanic.
Okay.
By trade. And the company I was working for at the time was really getting involved in franchising. It was an Indian company. And at that point, I thought, gee, you know, I don't know if I want to continue to make money, you know, fixing cars and doing those type of things and building engines. So they got involved in franchising, and I really looked at that as an opportunity for me to, you know, move ahead. So I got involved really in the sales and the background of the franchise itself as it was developing. And, you know, that was my head start into the franchising industry. But prior to that, I really didn't know anything about it.
Interesting. So that's something. Why did you start FranchiseWorks.com, Terry?
Well, that was, working for that company, I went to work in sales and development for a couple other different companies. And I'll go back in 95, I think, is even before that, I was getting calls for people to advertise when I was working for these companies in sales, and they said, you know, do you want to advertise on our website?
Right.
And I thought to myself, internet? Who the heck has the internet? This is before AOL.
Exactly.
Right.
AOL really kind of brought the internet, I think, to the masses of people.
I would agree.
Everyone at home, look at that. So at that point, that's really when I saw the change and said, gee, you know, this is interesting. I should really start getting involved in the advertising end of the franchise industry because from the print media standpoint, the leads were kind of going down a little bit as the internet grew.
Right, absolutely.
So by the time it was 99, even though print media was still very good, it was declining as far as people researching on the internet, people looking at information. I thought, what a great opportunity.
Right. That's something. And it's probably the number one source now, Terry, I suspect, right, as far as, like, prospective franchisees looking for a franchise. Would you say most of them go on the Internet?
Yes. There's been a study done, and it's actually for the last 5 or 6 years has been the number one source for people looking, even for franchisors, getting leads.
Right, absolutely.
The internet has been, so.
Yeah,
you really came in at a good time, Terry.
You really did, yeah.
The numbers just keep going up with the amount of people going online for any type of service, especially if you're looking for a franchise business. I think you're positioned real well right now.
I think the market's continuing to grow. I mean, obviously, people aren't giving up the internet. They like the fact that they could do it as far as searching and researching and getting information at their leisure.
Exactly.
So it's a great resource.
I would agree with that, absolutely.
And, you know, Terry, you and I have spoken about this. There's so many new sites that have come up, you know, offering the same type of service to you. It must be a pretty good feeling knowing that you were right there in the beginning and
right.
You're so much more well-known. I mean, there's starting to be so many, and I personally wouldn't consider any of them. You know, I want someone that has that track record, you know, a pretty well-known site that has the volume is so important.
Yeah, I agree with you, Don. And again, we spoke about that previously, but, you know, sometimes the technology changes so fast I don't have time to pat myself on the back.
Right.
And I don't mean that to be sarcastic.
Right.
When I started, I guess there was probably about, and I forget at the time, maybe 15 different companies.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right, yeah.
Now there's probably about 125 different companies that are trying to
be
lead sources. So.
That's amazing.
But yeah. the key really is in my industry is to generate that targeted traffic of people that are actually looking to buy a business, and that's what I feel is the key.
Right, absolutely.
So obviously, Terry, you're an entrepreneur, but what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Let's start, like, say, at the franchise show coming up next week. You've done so many of the shows. You know, what advice would you give to someone you know, going to the show?
I would say to someone, definitely attend the shows.
Okay.
It really gives you an opportunity to look at the scope firsthand of the franchise industry. I mean, you can see everything from a home-based business, whether it's in the handyman service,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to a full-blown, sandwich and sub shop.
Right.
So, I mean, everything is there at your disposal. There's seminars that you can attend.
Right.
That are free. There's some that you pay for. But primarily, it's really there to get in touch, get information, meet the people that you're going to see. It's nothing like the internet. The internet's great to do your research on, but you still have to get past that.
Exactly.
You still have to meet the individuals, the companies, and get a good feel, and that's a great opportunity to do it.
Absolutely. Would you say they should go prepared too, Terry? You know, a lot of times, like I've noticed at the shows, because I've done shows in the past as well, you know, a lot of people will come up to your booth and they'll say, you know, so what do you guys do? You know, should an aspiring or prospective franchisee go in prepared? Like, you know, I know a lot of times you can actually get a list of who's going to be at the show. Like, say it's going to be 300 franchises. Do you suggest you kind of do research first before you actually approach the booth? Or because I suspect you get that too. A lot of people come up to your booth and they say, well, what do you guys do? What
exactly.
Do you guys do? You know, and you spend your 3 days answering that question. I know you probably go through that as well, Don.
All the time. But, you know, the best thing that you can do for the franchise company, quite frankly, is go in there prepared. And what I mean by that is, you know, I'll give my site a plug for a second. You know, there's a trade show listing. I mean, you can get a free registration to go to the show on our site and so forth. But more importantly, you can get the listing of the franchisors that are going to be there.
Right.
It kind of gives you an idea of what to expect. You're not going in there looking for a company that's not going to be there and have to settle for something else. At least you know ahead of time what's going to be there, who's going to be there. And kind of, you can do research on the internet prior to going. And you could get yourself together a number of questions to say, you know, let me ask this. It's great as a franchisor, I'll put on my sales hat when I work for the franchise company,
right,
to have someone coming up and talking to me and having an intelligent conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point, Terry. Be prepared. Yeah. Have questions. Really know what your investment range is, too. I mean, maybe, you know, check on your, say, credit score. And
exactly.
And like in the business I'm in, you know, kind of have a general idea of, you know, if you have to get a business loan, about what size you think you can get. But, you know, your site can be great for a great preparer, I guess, initially. If they have a certain industry in mind, they can go to a site like yours and
exactly
look at a few franchises and then notice, hey, these guys are going to be at the show and kind of have a game plan going to the show. Not that everybody has to do that, but for
right.
a serious entrepreneur, I mean, I think it's you know, you're offering some real nice advice.
And it's great, Don, because they can go there and get information from the franchisors and see guys like yourself there and talk about financing if need be or whatever has to be done. I mean, I know you work with some of the companies that are probably advertising and have displays at the show yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a great resource.
Yeah.
Everything is there for you to take advantage of.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would agree with that. That's a good response.
So, Terry, you've been in the business a while. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen over the last decade in franchising in general?
The biggest changes in franchising?
just not on the internet. I mean,
that's where I'm a little bit slighted because I'm jilted now. I'm on the other end of it, being that the proliferation of information.
Right.
It's really there for anyone to take advantage of. In years past, you really had to go to what the salespersons were speaking to you about.
Right.
You know, now it's, you know, you can do a background check. You can get information. You could do all the research that you want to do in looking at the industry. Also, the growth of franchising. I know last year alone there was probably over 500 new franchise companies that came to the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
Marty and I have talked about that, you know, a number of times on previous shows. It's been a pretty common theme with us, right, Marty?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the number of systems, Terry, I mean, it's been incredible. I think it was back in 2005. I think that was a record year. I think there was like 900 new, or was it 500 new concepts, I think it was.
Last year, I think it was 500. I could be mistaken.
It was. Okay, yeah. I'm not sure. I probably got my data mixed up. But the year prior to
that was very close. I mean, there's several hundred new franchisors coming every year.
It's incredible.
Over 80 industries. And, you know, some of those new franchises are existing franchise kind of diversifying, but still, it's
right.
A new service. It's it's a new franchise. You have to count it, and it's endless. You know, every week, Terry, you probably come across this too. We've talked. I'm always, seeing for the first time the name of a franchise I've never heard before.
Yes,
and I'm
get
me their information. Never heard of this. Are they new? Most of the time, they are on the newer side, but it's incredible how
every industry is almost covered with franchising.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
If you think about it and think of an industry, I would probably tell you 99% of the chances there's someone in there that has a business that's franchised in that industry.
It's incredible.
But it is amazing, Don. Again, you handle it too as well as myself, that we'll field calls from companies. I think, gee, I never heard of that. And then they tell you the industry they're in, and you think, wow, that's really interesting. I mean,
and then you see one particular industry that all of a sudden a couple successful franchises and a niche-type service, and all of a sudden there's a explosion of more franchises in that segment.
Well, that's one of the changes I've seen, again, over the last decade. I don't even know if I want to go back that far, is probably the home-based industry.
Right.
It seems that there's been a lot of home-based franchise companies come up in the last few years.
Absolutely.
Which is
better for investors, because usually those are smaller investment sizes, so people can get into franchising with a successful franchise model at a lower price. Not
exactly.
Invest in the 300,000 to 500,000 or more size franchise, so there's opportunities for everybody across the board.
It hits the range of everybody. So if you have a $10,000 investment, typically there's probably something in that industry that's franchised, as well as the $2 million investment.
Absolutely.
Why don't you sell your site, Terry, and get back into the auto mechanic business?
Well, I had an offer yesterday, but I didn't want to be the mechanic.
Geez. Terry, what are some of the characteristics of successful entrepreneurs, would you say?
Well, obviously, I think drive is probably one of the key features for someone looking to get in business. Obviously, you have to have that drive. You have to have, if you're married, you have to have the support from your spouse.
We've heard that before, too. Yeah, from guests on the show.
It's really the drive. I mean, you have to, even though franchising, you have to follow direction, which is what makes it successful. But you still have to have that drive. I call it like a franchrepreneur. You still have to be,
absolutely.
You have to be an entrepreneur at heart, but you still have to be able to follow that system.
Absolutely.
You have to be motivated and just realize you're not automatically going to make money. You follow the system most likely, but you're going to have to work hard.
Exactly. And if you're looking for a change in the system, you really have to prove it. I mean, most franchisors are not looking for the franchisee to change, although some of the changes do come from the franchisees that make the business successful.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We were reading a story, it was a couple weeks ago, Terry. I don't know if you remember this, Don. We were talking about the Filet-O-Fish, the guy that started the Filet-O-Fish for McDonald's. He was competing against Ray Kroc, I guess it was with the Hula Burger, which was like a pineapple. And, the Filet-O-Fish was attributed to a franchisee, actually.
A lot of those things from the McDonald's were attributed by
franchisees.
The franchisees.
Absolutely. That's something.
That was an interesting story.
That was. That was a great story.
It happened around the time of Lent, and they wanted to go with a non-meat type of food, and that person happened to put together a real nice fish sandwich that became a staple at McDonald's. So.
Sure has.
Right, absolutely. Terry, what do you like most about franchising?
Well, I think it gives everyone a level playing field. And what I mean by that, whether you have a ninth grade education, if you went through college or high school, and you're a doctor, it doesn't make a difference. everyone has that same opportunity to be successful. Because to me, the key features in the franchise, in purchasing a franchise, would be, you know, number one, the system. Obviously, there has to be a system in place. Number two, the support that's in place for you to be successful. And obviously, as the franchise grows, the name recognition. I mean, they're probably the three key features you're buying a franchise for. And I think it gives everyone that opportunity to utilize those.
To find that structure and successful business model. And
yep. I mean, so, again, I think it fits everyone. It doesn't discriminate. Anyone
Absolutely.
Can do it and be successful in the franchise system.
Absolutely.
So you're doing the show, Terry. I mean, I'm sure you get all kinds of questions. If people talk to you and ask you questions about, you know, what should I, you know, as far as my due diligence and investigation to a franchise, do you get that sometimes?
Yeah, I do. And I try to direct them, you know, if someone is really not